Are you ready for a heartwarming journey into the world of love, commitment, and laughter? Tune in to Little Heaven, the show that celebrates marriage like never before. Join us every week as we explore the joys, challenges, and delightful surprises that come with saying, I do. Whether you're a newlywed or celebrating your golden anniversary, Little Heaven has something for everyone. Discover heartwarming stories of couples who found their match made in heaven. From quirky first dates to unforgettable proposals, we've got it all. And guess what? We're not just about fairy tales. Our expert guests share practical tips on communication, intimacy, and keeping the spark alive. Because every marriage deserves its own little piece of heaven. So grab your partner, cozy up, and let Little Heaven be your weekly dose of love and laughter. Remember, love isn't just a destination, it's the journey. Tune in to Little Heaven on your favorite radio station, Adventist World Radio SID Media, this June at 10 a.m. because when it comes to love, there is no place like home. Little Heaven, where love stories come alive.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So today, our focus is on girls balancing expectations, examining the pressure they might face from family and society, and exploring how they can navigate these expectations while staying true to themselves and their faith, from academic success to career aspirations, relationship and societal standards of beauty. Girls often find themselves pulled in different directions. So we are going to be delving into practical wisdom and biblical insights to ensure, to empower our girls to find their identity, purpose and worth in Christ amid external pressures. And we're joined on the line by my shepherdess Mudoya here, who's going to be helping us with this one. Good morning, Ma. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I am good. Even though it's cold, I'm freezing. Where am I? I think I should bring a blanket to work.
It's equally cold.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna think about it. You know, so when I'm doing MME, I'm wrapped in a blanket and I'm feeling all cozy, because when you put on the air conditioner to hot ish, it's not the same, man, with a blanket. I think I'll do that.
Wow.
Yes, indeed.
I like it.
Yeah. So before we speak about everything expectations, Mike, can you please offer a word of prayer?
All right. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we worship you and by your name this beautiful day. We're about to dive into another discussion, and we know that it's unless we depend on your wisdom, then only are we going to be successful. We want to pray that I use us like never before. Bless our dear listeners and be with us. This is our humble prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're praying. Amen.
Amen and amen. The issue of expectations, I was saying earlier on that a part of me feels like expectations are so dangerous. I don't know why, but I just feel like they're so dangerous, because it always ends bad sometimes, you know, but sometimes it ends well. But I don't know. But anyway, so what are some common expectations, you know, that girls face from their family, society, and how do they, you know, impact their lives? Sometimes some family members would expect that by the age of 25, for example, you already married. When you're a girl on a mission, you know, it's not that. That's why I'm like, hey, that's so dangerous. But what are some of those they face?
There are so many of them. Yeah, I think let's start when you talk about girls. Automatically, the issues of beauty comes in. There are issues of societal beauty. And that this societal beauty, it's like when we talk about expectations, we are saying there's a way they want this thing to be done. There's a way they want this thing to appear. And there's an expected, there's a hope by the standards that they have. And so the societal beauty that is defined by the way, maybe with the older women, want to define the beauty.
Yes.
Exactly. And the girls are coming with their own version, So there are issues of beauty. The issues of dress typically comes in. So we want them to dress in a typical feminine ways. And we define the way an older woman would define it, with the way society would define it, becomes differently. And then there are issues of the fact that they need to be polite. Mm. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
They need to be polite. They need to be accommodated. They need to be dramatically. They should do pick all the mothering skills, you know. Should be not skilled. They know how to cook. They should know. I'm not saying they shouldn't learn that.
We are losing Shepard.
Automatically, you should. Hello, I'm back.
Yes, we were missing you a bit there, but now it seems to be stable.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You may continue. Yeah.
So I'm saying automatically. They expect you to be mouth cute. Mm. You know that they want you to elicit the mothering roles, show respect, know how your home chores, and these are going to come. It's one thing for me to be taught to own these things, for me to be led in a nice way to appreciate them. It is another when someone just has an expectations, because when I have expectations, I'm like, automatically you should fit into this. How come you don't know that? How come? Right. So this is where the difference comes in with an expectation. It's like an expectation is like we have a preconceived script that somebody is supposed to play and they should automatically fit in. And how does that impact them? They impact their self-esteem.
Yes.
It impacts their confidence. It impacts their sense of belonging. It they feel judged. Why? Because it's like, oh, so there's a standard I'm supposed to meet. I'm not reaching there. There are these roles I'm supposed to automatically know, but I'm not there. So they were like, should I really belong there? Should I separate themselves? So that's what I'm saying. They impact the self-esteem, the confidence, the sense of belonging, and they are going to feel judged.
And you know, there are those expectations that are coming through from the church, from the family, from the society, right? Whilst the girls, they want to pursue their own things, right? How do they now pursue it? You may find that this girl, they want to study their first degree, go on to their bachelor's, go on, you know, to their master's and PhD and so forth. Can't know, but when I go get married and be a housewife, you know. So how do they now balance the thing in terms of what the society and family expect and their own dreams that they want to pursue?
First of all, let me mention to say we will be wrong if we say that everything that society expects us to do is wrong and what we want is right. There are times when if what the society expects us to do really may be what is right, what is expected. For example, if I'm expecting my daughter to first of all complete their education before they get married, so because I want them to be empowered, it's all because I've seen how abuse is high when a woman is not empowered. So really talking about balance, it's a crucial thing. So but at the same time, we are saying expectations are not accurate gauge of what is right for you. You know, once you think you've met the rules, sometimes you find these rules again change. And we want to say that expectations are often times unrealistic. So we want to check our own expectations and what people are expecting of us.
Yeah.
So we are saying, how then are we going to balance? So get to sit and ask yourself, what do the people want from me? What are they expecting from me? Have a me time to reflect. Are these expectations realistic or they're unrealistic? Because the realistic one, we are saying we don't have a challenge with them. What we are really concerned of are the unrealistic expectations. So one really need to call for wisdom. One needs to go for mentorship for you to know that, okay, what I'm struggling with are unrealistic expectations. They are not realistic. So the realistic expectations, we say embrace them, you know. So that's why we need the me time to reflect, the self-discovery. So you need to have the mentors. But as you have the mentors, we are saying, learn principles from them. Don't duplicate them. There's no person like you. Appreciate your uniqueness because you're a special person. You're a special being. Be assertive. Own your ideal you. and but at the same time communicate and say, okay, from this which is coming out, I'm seeing, like, for me, I want to go and study this, because sometimes we even impose careers. We impose,
yes,
like,
true.
Okay, are struggling with our daughter Akudzai. She all the years she wanted to be a medical doctor.
Yes,
and she completes grade 12, as we call it here, and all of a sudden she says she wants to do psychology. That was very hard for me.
Yes.
Not really that I wanted to be a doctor, but I was like, all this long you've been saying you wanted to be a medical doctor. Is this psychology going to? It took me time to balance and allow her to go and do what she wants to do. But I'm saying it's not usually easy. I've struggled with it. It's not usually easy, but we are saying we want to allow them to be themselves and own their uniqueness and encourage them to pursue their the person that they're supposed to be. I think that's what I can say there.
Yes, yes. And you know, when you're speaking about this one of imposing careers, I think, I don't know, and I think us, the mothers of today, we are better than our old mothers.
We are better.
Our old mothers, you know, it was either you were a teacher, you were a police person, you were a doctor, or you were a lawyer. If any other career did not exist, you know, it was... But I think as you are better,
like that.
I think as you are better. So now, you know, we're having these girl children, Maya, you know, they have, you know, the self-esteem, you know, they understand whomst they for, they belong to, and whomst they are. How does that now help them in terms of handling external pressures and expectations? Because if you know that you're God's, you know, you're a God child, even when now the expectation is that, this one, the moment they get to university, because they have freedom, this is how they behave. But you're like, I'm not going to succumb to those expectations and pressures because I know whomst I am.
So here we are just saying self-esteem affects our behavior. And when I have a positive self-esteem, it means I experience self-fulfillment. I have freedom to make my decisions and to stand by them. I can control. I know that, okay, this is right for me. This is wrong. And that helps us to achieve. So I'm saying here that many young girls fail to pursue their dreams because they don't believe in their own potential.
Yes.
And the deep down feelings of where they determine if I'll be consistent with my own dreams or I'll go by others' expectation. So we are saying self-esteem is key to help us to place value on ourselves and to place value in our beliefs and to place value in our dreams. So how we see and feel about our abilities and our character is a key factor in determining the choices that we are going to make. So self-esteem and the self-worthy part plays quite a major role when it comes to issues over expectations. I think that is what I can say there.
Yes, yes. So now, Ma, when we're looking at the societal standards, I think you did touch on this a bit, you know, when we started in the issue of beauty, you know, so how can they now navigate those societal standards of beauty and body image while maintaining a healthy self-image? There was a time where the issues of body shaming, for example, they were now in the spotlight. There were times when we were growing up, you know, you had to be a size 16 for you to be a beautiful woman. But now all of those things have changed, you know. So how can they navigate such things?
Well, that we're saying that they need to, first of all, walk through the journey of self-discovery. Get to identify, who am I? Why do I exist? Why was I made for? What are my unique potentials? What are my gifts? What are my talents? You know, why was I created? So we are just saying they need to like themselves. They need to appreciate their uniqueness. When they look in the mirror, they need to know that, oh, this is a special person here, because the poor self-concept is going to limit so many things. So when I appreciate my beauty, when I appreciate the way I look, the way I am, I think that is going to help us to navigate with these societal standards. So I'm going to appreciate that. Okay, I am unique. And at the same time, we want them to connect with people that affirm them, people that are going to affirm their achievements, people that are going to affirm their appearance, people that are going to affirm their personality, people that are going to affirm their talents and skills, their characters and their spiritual abilities. So we are saying they are going to connect with this. And then I'm also saying, know that you have power to control your situations. And here, this is where I'm saying they need to lead their lives. They need to take inventory of their strength. They need to know, like, who is this Namushi if I'm a girl,
yes.
You know? And feel that they have the power. If they don't have the power, let them read. Let them connect with people that are going to help them to appreciate who they really are. Mm. Where they feel that they are lacking, let them find a way to compensate.
Mm.
Let them find a way to focus on things that they do better. Mm. So they are leading their life and they're focusing on their strength. And that will help them to appreciate that they are beautiful. Mm. Because we can't say that the whole world, we have the same shape of nose. We have all the same shape of legs.
True.
No, we are different. Mm. But the fact is, I'll see that, okay, my ears are not good enough, but I'm this beautiful, I'm this gifted. This is something that is unique, and God made something beautiful out of my life, and I'm a beautiful being. Then let them have role models to emulate, to learn principles from, to help them bring out the beauty. That's why the issue of affirming that I was talking about again becomes very, very important at this aspect. And I think that is how they can be able to navigate the societal standards of beauty and body image while maintaining a health image. Because when I know that, oh, I have these achievements, I'm this gifted, I'll learn to focus on that. And I'll feel beautiful, I'll feel content with myself.
So now, what are some strategies, you know, that our girl children can use for setting boundaries and saying no to unrealistic and harmful expectations? Because grandchild, you know, we can know that this is wrong and everything, but if we don't have strategies in how to say no to them, sometimes we may struggle here and there. But what can they do and what strategies can they use?
So number one, we are saying let them say no to unreasonable demands.
Mm-hmm.
They should say no to unreasonable demands, and they need to limit the time they spend with toxic people.
Okay.
And they need to set time for self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to create a health balance between their personal needs and the demands of the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where, how do they say no? They can use delaying tactics.
Mm.
And on the delaying tactics, we are saying, they can say, I'm not ready. Not now. It's not the right time for me. Not tonight. You know, they can use those delaying tactics. They can also delaying actions.
Mm.
This is where they can look distracted if somebody's forcing something on them. They can maybe move and go to the restroom.
Mm.
And as they do that, they are applying. Somebody may pick it like, okay, I'm trying to impose something that is unrealistic. They can find a way to create space.
Mm.
To set boundaries. And I need to think about this. They can turn away. They can walk away. In short, we are saying, when they are saying no, let the no be no. You don't say no and you are there. You don't.
Yeah.
There are times when, and they need to learn to be assertive.
True.
To say no in a nice way. And people should be able to hear them out to say, okay, this person is really communicating that they are not interested. Mm. Because there are times our no comes out to be a yes. Somebody, so they need to learn the refusal skills and being able to say no and really mean no with actions and that. They come out that way. I think that is what I can say.
Aiba. So as we close it, Ma, you know, as parents, we play a big role, and sometimes we not ignore it, but we don't realize it, you know, up until it's too late. As parents now, how can we help these girls' children with the expectations from society, from church, from even us as well as parents? You know, how do we help them to understand what is expected and what they should say yes and no to? Do you understand? Because sometimes they might be having a problem and we might not be able to assist them. But if we're involved, I believe is that we'll be able to say, my daughter, you say this expectation of you getting married at the age of 18 is not it, you know. Push on for your dreams, or don't expect this because it might not happen, or it will happen. So how do we help them as parents?
Okay, so as parents, we need to create time to be with them. We need to listen to them. The mentorship should start early. I think this is where it becomes a challenge, when we are going to be parents that are too busy. Like, let me give an example of religion. If we introduce religion in their lives quite at an early age, religion gives us purpose, you know, by providing individuals a sense of meaning and direction. Mm-hmm. And so if we introduce them to Jesus, the Lord is going to help shape their identity, their values, their beliefs, and their behaviors. And they'll adopt expectations that are right, because the religion is good for us. It teaches good standards. And so we need to introduce them to the Lord. We need to listen to them. We need to walk with them through this journey. And once they know that we love them, we appreciate them, we are interested in them, it becomes easier to help them even develop their self-esteem. And this override is,
we are losing Shepherdess there.
Going to be confident in decisions, good decisions for themselves. Mm. Are you getting me?
Yes.
Sure.
No, thank you so much, Shima, for that. I'm going to ask once again, Mother, if you can please pray for our girl children to have realistic expectations, number one, and also to be able to manage, you know, their expectations as well as parents, you know, being there for them.
Heavenly Father, we have had this discussion. It's not an easy one about our expectations. Sometimes as parents, we may not even know how to strike a balance between the two. We want to lift up all the parents to you, that Lord, you bless them with the wisdom to know how to work with the girls, teach them what is expected of them, so that they will be able to adopt values. They will be able to appreciate their uniqueness. They will be able to know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. We pray that, Lord, this lesson will not go in vain, but is a lesson that will come and change our lives for good, both the girls and the parents. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Shepherdess. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Have a great day too.
Amen.
Are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.